Welcome to Poets from the Neighborhood. I am Viraja R.
And I'm Lagna Judah. We hope you'll enjoy the poems we'll be reading today. Poems written by your friends and neighbors. First poem I'll be reading is from my book called This Is Our War. This is Tangerines. I used to spit out tangerines onto the awning below, drinking all the juice out of the fleshy treasure chests and expelling the shells. The inside is all that counts, I'd heard. The chewed up orange star strewn across the rusted metal, standing out among pieces of junk. Faded gum wrappers, blackened banana peels from the people downstairs and my cousin's broken toy cars. No one bothered to look for trash above their heads. It was hard to clean things they couldn't see. And years later, when I learned to eat the whole thing, I only spit out seeds. Small gray clusters of no worth, collected in pyramid piles, collapsing only when black Indian crows made heavy landings on the iron runway. Maybe one day a gomala tree might grow there, fertilized by decomposing garbage and decaying orange stars, their death like a supernova explosion that no one believed. What a funny thing to be grown out of yourself, made out of your own ghosts, watered by fragrant rain, leaves like open palms, stems like outstretched arms. Maybe one day the tree would grow so tall I could reach out and grab the succulent crop, and it would all come full circle, like sun stars and tangerines, everything from itself.
Definition by Susie Margaret Ross. Thinking of haiku, each syllable in its place, cartographer's dream.
So I'll be reading some new poems. This one is called Cosmos. My father used to say that he would become a star when he died. I could look up and he would be there, dark, forgiving, present. I would stare at the popcorn ceiling every night and draw his face into the constellations. There are almost always little remnants left out. Remember that. We impose ourselves into these splattered galaxies. Anything we forget can find a home. He would tell me sad stories, and I would cry out fragile and luminous suns, though I was too young to understand what he really meant. My telescope eyes losing focus, missing the moment. We can talk to these past explosions, converse with the dead. What would they sound like? Would they know we were listening? When we flew over the world, that was the closest I had ever gotten to death, to chaos. I could hear the voices from below and the silence from above. The sky only seems big because you are small now. Everyone we know ends up here. One day, you will return to my arms, whatever country we may end up in. His broken language would bother me. My brows would furrow. My anger, a fusion of sound and the speed of light. He did not belong here. This language is baggage, and I cannot yet find the claim. These are my ghosts. I carry them with me, and the words stay hidden like the universe in the daytime. I took the words, and they poured out with my late night coffee, the death of idea and the birth of a new universe, a black hole, and he would be the speed of light, the rebirth, years after the explosion. What is the writer but a maker of cosmos, someone once said. Shifting time continuum, a shared blank space, you will find yourself propelled into the vast black, you too, a star.
Space Time Hypothesis by Susie Margaret Ross. A fly has strayed into my parked car through an open window, but cannot figure out how to escape.
And this is a word on privilege or amen. We demand a word for this. Something that can grow in hungry mouths and feed broken stomachs. One that tells the whole story and nothing but the story, gaping and present, maybe this way. It can force itself upon eardrum doors, breaking and entering. The desire to be heard is not a crime, but a punishment, maybe. They can't lock this word up. They can try and erase it from books, screens, mouths, but there will still be whispers. There will still be the unexplainable urge to say things that should not be said. This word will do that. It will find itself on littered streets and rising from the smoke on black skin, brown skin, covered skin. It will become more whole than empty, and syntax will collapse into a pre-existing puddle, leaving room only for change. This word will change. It will inhale and exhale all at once, raggedy, yet steadfast. It will not be used. It will be experienced. A whole body, a whole woman, round and certain, in your tongue, curling around the calm, breathing around the teeth. This word will cry out tears without trailing into defeat. This word will rise at the thought of the holy ground, swim at the touch of a silence, be at the threat of an invisibility cloak. Can they give me this word? Does it already exist? Is it called all? Or white, or no, it must not exist for us. It must not be understood. It must not be found in dictionaries, since the place of origin would be this fire, this nowhere, this rage, this place where ashes rest on the ground after the fact and cannot be found. It must not be found by them, as maybe they will shoot it, steal it, make it their own, have it sound different with their fear, have it feel different or not feel at all. I think they forgot how to see right, how to be colorblind with the skin is the absence of color, how their language is an amalgamation of our fight, how they have not fought their own. This word will teach them. It will be like bullets and banned pistols, screams and pooled blood, songs and church choirs. It will breathe like weight, like pages, like us. It will also forget, but have the sense to try to remember. It will also pray, but know that more must be done. It will even fault, but know that it has done so. This word will fault, but it must do so. How else can it help us learn?
Fly Away by Tanya Reddick. Snuggling away from the wind, sometimes they fly away, sleep in a cave, escape the wind, duck under a roof, hide in a tree. I'm not afraid of the rain, the wind, the lightning, and the storm. The birds will come back, and I will play again. Thank you for watching Poets from the Neighborhood. We hope you'll join us again soon.